You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, suicide and opioid drugs are starting to bring life expectancy down in the United States, according to the CDC. A Wisconsin public health expert looks at the news and tells us what could be done to turn things around. First, it's time for a weekly review of state news. The chancellor of UW-La Crosse continues to face criticism for his decision to bring an adult film star to speak on campus. Governor-elect Tony Evers is talking more about his health care plans for the next budget, and Eau Claire is drastically reducing the penalty for marijuana possession in the city. Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thank you.
Well, let's start with this letter now from UW System President Ray Cross reprimanding UW-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao for having former adult film actress Nina Hartley give a speech on campus. First, give us the background on this appearance.
Sure. Well, so this was part of UW-La Crosse's Free Speech Week. They invited different speakers, and I think go give a little context to that. Just last year, the UW System Regents passed this new free speech policy for the UW as a whole, all about how important it is for UW campuses to foster different viewpoints and free exchange of ideas and so on. This was pretty clearly in response to complaints among conservatives that their viewpoints were not welcome on campus. It's kind of a national debate, and it was in Wisconsin too. So you get this new official university policy. Free speech is good, and in response to that, UW-La Crosse creates this campus free speech week with different speakers. And one of these speakers that they invited was Nina Hartley, who is a writer, a sex educator, like a sexual health advocate, and who also is a porn performer. And she came and gave a speech. It was a talk called Fantasy versus Reality, A Critical View of Adult Media. And by all accounts, this is like a, you know, normal academic, intellectual kind of discussion on maybe an unusual or especially interesting topic. Turns out this is not the free speech that the university regents had in mind. And so the chancellor has been reprimanded by the system president.
Yeah, what kind of things have we been hearing from System President Ray Cross? A UW regent wrote an op-ed about this. So did Nina Hartley herself. Talk about what the back and forth has looked like here.
Right. So Cross's position is that this was poor judgment, and the regents, I mean, it's quite simple. They just object to there being a porn actress on campus. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. Like I said, there was nothing. The discussion was a discussion. Nothing particularly risque about the talk. It was just that the topic was pornography, the content of the talk. There was some controversy, I guess, over about the money itself. Hartley was paid $5,000 speaker fee, and initially Gao paid that out of his discretionary fund as chancellor, which is to say not with taxpayer money, but with essentially student fees. But I mean, it's all sort of the university budget. After the outcry, he paid back that money out of his own pocket. But that's part of it. Cross said that the university is going to open an inquiry into his use of his chancellor's budget for the last few years, so we really don't know what will come out of that. But, this is like they don't like the topic of the speech on Free Speech Week.
All right, we'll watch to see what ends up happening there. Now, Governor-elect Tony Evers made health care funding one of the key parts of his campaign. He's still actively pressing that. Here he is at the 16th Street Community Health Centers in Milwaukee. This is on Wednesday.
Resources are an issue, and it just reinforces with me the need to, as a state, to access the Medicaid expansion money that we haven't had. We just can't afford to have a society where some people get health care and some people don't.
And this goes back. Governor Walker declined to take this extra Medicaid money from the federal government. Democrats in particular have criticized him for doing that. Is Evers saying he wants to try to have the state do that now?
Right. Evers is a strong advocate for taking the federal money that goes with expanded Medicaid. And because this was a defining difference in the campaign, it was one of the major campaign issues in the governor's race. Evers made these remarks this week as he did a public tour of a community health center in Milwaukee, and he said he intends to travel the state next year and sort of make the case for Medicaid expansion. That's a signal that this is like will continue to be a defining difference between the Democratic governor and the Republican legislature.
And that's the big key here. How much power would Governor-elect Evers have when he takes office to do something like this, given that Republicans control both chambers of the legislature?
Yeah, well, none. I mean, no direct authority. But the point here is that he sees it as a political winner for himself and for the Democratic Party. Now, just to review, just on the substance of this, I do think like people lose track of this. I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but it's good to understand. As part of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, states were given the option to expand Medicaid. In Wisconsin, the Medicaid program is called Badger Care. The purpose of that is to provide health insurance to people who are poor. And Wisconsin is unusual. Wisconsin is the only state that did not expand Medicaid but also does not have a coverage gap. Wisconsin's Badger Care program is actually fairly expansive, and it's possible for people to buy into it even above the federal poverty line. Wisconsin got a waiver to allow that. So the actual uninsured rate in Wisconsin is relatively low. Look, it's bad if you're insured. If you're uninsured, these things are complicated, but it's about 5% or so. And most of those who are uninsured are not the very poorest people in Wisconsin. So the real substantive impact here is on the state's budget. Because when it comes to accepting Obamacare's Medicaid expansion, you get a bunch of federal money that Wisconsin has not been accessing. It amounts to about $1 billion total, and it's estimated that it would be $280 million for the state over the next 2 years if they would accept this under Obamacare rather than doing what we do now with Badger Care Plus.
Talking to Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Moving on to another bit of news this week, Rob, the Eau Claire City Council reduced the fine for possessing certain amounts of marijuana. They reduced it down to a dollar plus court fees. Could you tell us about the change and why they did that?
$1. Yeah, you pay. You know, it sounds like according to the reporting, the total amount you'll pay after court fees would be something like $138. But of course, the fine had been as much as $500 in Eau Claire. So that is a large reduction. So this is for first time offenders. It's not full decriminalization, and of course, Eau Claire is just one city. But this is also a trend, and it will be interesting to see whether other Wisconsin cities move in this direction as well. Because it just reduces the burden on people who are arrested for marijuana possession, at least first-time offenders. But it also sends a signal to that city's police department about what the priorities are going to be, and that was like explicitly the goal of some of the policymakers in Eau Claire to just say, just not prioritize this particular crime.
And I believe the city council members there cited a recent advisory referendum in Eau Claire, and we've seen these in cities and counties around the state, whether on recreational or just medicinal marijuana. There's been a lot of support, evidently, for some form of decriminalization of marijuana around Wisconsin, right?
Right. So there were referendums all across the state, and they all passed. There were, they varied. Right. Some were favoring medicinal marijuana. Some had other types of wording. But like they're advisory. They don't have the force of law anywhere. But they all passed, and most passed by like a large margin. And that is an indication. I mean, things can change. These are just advisory referendums, and there can always be a political backlash, I suppose, but it is an indication, I think, of where the Wisconsin electorate stands, is overall, it's going to be politically popular to make moves like this in Eau Claire and potentially elsewhere.
All right. We'll check in again with you next week, Rob. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
That's Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He was with us for a weekly look back at news stories from around the state.